You could say service organizations are an American tradition. The Peace Corps began under the administration of President Kennedy. Teach for America got underway when Bill Clinton was president. Many service organizations are focused on meeting specific needs, and those identified needs now include community information, local news. That's the target of a new service organization, Report for America. It's just getting underway. I spoke earlier with Steve Waldman, the project's co-founder. I started by asking him to lay out the general idea behind Report for America.
It's a national service program for journalists, and the idea is we have a crisis in local journalism especially. Newsrooms have just been decimated over the last decade, and it's really threatening democracy and people's ability to get the information that they need about health and schools and criminal justice. And so this is a program kind of modeled after Teach for America or Peace Corps, programs like that. We'll have a core of young journalists, and they'll be deployed out into local communities to do reporting about important topics embedded in local news organizations. So it's really geared to try to solve the kind of twin problems of journalism. There's sort of a crisis of the soul and a crisis of the pocketbook.
And if you look at issues from voter turnout to apathy by whatever metric you choose to measure it with, there's a bit of a crisis there as well. In terms of democracy, you see this as something that is helpful to democracy as well.
There's actual evidence that more and better news coverage of an election leads to higher turnout in that election. And it makes sense, you know, if you don't know what the issues are and how it affects you, it's going to seem less important to vote. And beyond voting, if you don't know your water is polluted, you can't demand that it be clean. And if you don't know that the mayor is embezzling money, you can't demand a new one or cleaning up City Hall. It's really pretty basic stuff. And it's something we all took for granted until recently. And it's kind of only slowly dawning on people that the collapse of local news organizations has really left a big void in many, many communities.
And a big part of that, of course, is the economic. How's the funding mechanism for this program work?
Well, it's not governmental. It's going to be privately funded and through donations and philanthropy, both on the national level and also on the local level. And basically, the way it's going to work is there's a national program, Report for America, and we will put in half of the salary for the core member. And then the other half comes from the local community. So part of that will be the news organization themselves. They've got to put in something, have some skin in the game. And then the other part will be local donors, small or large, conclude that it's really important and helpful for their community to have good journalism.
Now, I'm talking to you, obviously, from a public radio station in Hawaii. So the idea of nonprofit and news is something that in recent years certainly has taken on a different characteristic than traditionally in the years before. How does what you're doing work with that?
Well, public radio has been sort of doing this for a long time and has kind of proven the case in a way that, you know, local journalism doesn't have to mean a commercial model. And we have in other sectors, you know, universities and healthcare and hospitals, we already have a mix of commercial and nonprofit model. And public radio, in some ways, has been the sort of lonely voice in local communities. And so this will help with that. And the difference is we're not trying to start whole new organizations. We're trying to place reporters in local news organizations that are already showing signs of innovation and commitment to public service journalism. We're not going to start, you know, creating whole new newspapers. We're going to want to place folks in the areas where there's already this commitment.
And this idea of Report for America grew out of work that you did at the Federal Communications Commission, and this report on information needs of communities, supermarkets, people talk about food desert. Have you found information deserts in terms of the United States?
Yes, absolutely. And that's a great analogy, because I think a lot of times when people were talking about the problems of journalism, it sounded like it was really about the journalists. You know, the journalists are losing their jobs, and that really is not the point or the big problem. The problem is what happens when you don't have a healthy kind of journalism ecosystem in a community, is people don't get information that they need. Just as if you have supermarket deserts, you can't feed yourself well, or you'll be paying more for your food, or you'll have lower quality food. Same thing is true if you're in a news desert. And news deserts are places where there are, you know, too few reporters covering the community. And news deserts can be, you know, literally deserts, or out in rural areas, sparsely populated, or they can be urban areas where certain communities are undercovered or certain topics are undercovered. It really comes down to the fact that the business model for sustaining kind of a labor-intensive reporting, where you're really working on a story for, you know, more than 3 hours, has collapsed. And so in some ways, journalists have never been more productive, you know, in terms of measured by, you know, words per reporter. But the pressures are so intense to make that more superficial. And we need to give journalists the ability to really spend some time on stories that are actually really important for the community, are not just about clickbait and generating traffic, but actually will help, you know, residents and citizens strengthen their own communities.
Bob Schieffer, old line CBS News guy, has a new book out, and in it he cites a study that found that a few years ago, 1 in 8 journalists working in the United States worked in New York, Washington, or Los Angeles. And that figure apparently is now 1 in 5. What does that tell you?
Yeah, and I think that is caused not so much by an increase in people in New York, D.C., or Los Angeles, as a decrease everywhere else. Mm. And that is a big problem. It means that, well, for one thing, as we saw with the election, means that people on the coasts don't really understand people in the rest of the country very well. And people in the rest of the country don't understand each other. You know, it basically leads or contributes to the kind of collapse of mutual understanding if you don't have people on the ground telling both the people in the community and the people outside of the community what's going on.
Let me ask you this, Steve. As you look out, metrics are so difficult in journalism, in life generally, but in journalism. What sort of metrics or what sort of ideas do you have that will tell you that this project is becoming a success as you go forward with this? What are you looking
for? That's a great question because we've shied away from using the, you know, kind of easiest to count metrics, like number of stories or something like that.
Exactly.
That almost would exacerbate the problem. We really want them to have an impact on their communities. So to some degree, we're going to be hearing, you know, looking for ways of actually measuring whether there's been some sort of community impact, looking for measures whether the newsroom is happy with the reporter, that they've done good work. You know, this is not just about giving a good experience to the reporter, though I think it will be, you know, formative for them. They have to actually be doing good journalism. So that's the kind of metric we're going to be looking for. The other thing is, I think we'll be looking to make sure that there's some buy-in from the community. You know, there is this element that you have to raise a certain amount of money from the community. And that'll be interesting. That'll be a way of measuring, you know, whether people in the area are really buying into this idea, and concluding that good local journalism is important for the health of a city or a town.
How do people apply for this?
Go to the website reportforamerica.org, and there's a form there, very short, and fill out your name and some information. And this actually applies both for people who want to be reporters and news organizations that want to receive Report for America Corps members. And give us your information. We will get back to you soon with a more formal application.
Thanks, Steve. Steve Waldman is longtime journalist, entrepreneur, co-founder of Report for America. Steve, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that is the conversation for this Thursday, October 5th, which also happens to be day 9 of our pledge drive at member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. Speaking of which, now we go back to Pledge Central with Ray Cruz. Ray.